Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
In Genesis 1:29, our Creator said, "Fruit is the food for man." You look at this apple and you see this is what He created for us to eat. But then the enemy came in and deceived man, because our Creator gave instructions of how to eat and what to eat and what not to eat. But the enemy deceived Adam and Eve, and the enemy is deceiving us today and making people eat what they shouldn't eat. And this is leading to the downfall of man, just like it led to the downfall of Adam and Eve. And this we need to discuss.
And when we succumb to the enemy and we let sin creep into our lives, it puts us in a great danger for here and also for the afterlife. Or the next life, we should say. And I want you to read your word and not take my words for it. I don't convict you. If you're convicted, it's the words of Scripture. Now, we have to look at all areas of our lives that we let our addictions overtake us. There's no such thing as a healthy addiction. If you're not in control of what you're doing, if you can't stop when you want to stop, if you can't continue when you want to continue, if you're not over control of that addiction, you're in a very serious situation. So another word for addiction can be lust or something like this. But what is the open door to that the enemy uses? And it's the temptation. The temptation that we want to listen to the enemy to please our flesh instead of listening to our Creator. And this is where the problem begins, by letting the enemy get in and listening to those thoughts. Yah says, do not lean on your own understanding. Lean on His understanding, and His perfect will lead you and show you the way. He'll show you what His perfect will is. But man wants to lean on their own understanding. And it says in the scripture in Proverbs, which is another book, word for wisdom, it says there's a way before each man that seems right and ends in death. Where Yah's word says, know the plans I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. It also says in the scriptures, today I give before you life and death. Choose life so you may live. So there's man's ways that leads to death, and Yah's ways that lead to life, and we have this choice. But the enemy doesn't want us to choose Yah's ways, so he puts these temptations in our lives, so we'll continue in our addictions. And this is the problem that we have today. It says in the book of James, chapter 1, verse 12, blessed is the man who endures temptation, because having been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which Yah promised the ones loving Him. We have to think about this. The biggest addiction we have in life is the one that everyone says is okay and approved of, and it's appeasing the flesh of our bodies to give us that temporary joy that our Creator should be supplying for us. And it comes through our appetite. Not only our appetite for the dirty things of this world, to appease our flesh, but what appeases our flesh more than anything else from a physical standpoint? The food we eat. It's even given names like comfort food and things that are going to help us. People get this joy from eating. Most people aren't eating for nutrition. They're eating for joy or peace or this feeling, this temporary feeling. And nothing wrong with that. Yah blessed us and offered us this great joy of wonderful food to nourish our bodies and also give us joy while we're eating those foods. The problem is we're not eating the foods that Yah wanted to give us. And people are appeasing themselves with stuff that's killing them. And when they find out the truth, they can't break that truth because they're so addicted to these substances and these chemicals and everything else, and that is the real issue. I don't know how to explain this better. The temptation of eating in an unhealthy way and eating unhealthy food does not come from Yah. It comes from the enemy. It comes from the enemy. And we have that choice if we want to continue to listen to the enemy or not. Remember, choose life so you may live. I have never met anyone who was more addicted to food than I was. So much to the point where I got myself sick, deathly sick. And I could have listened to the doctors tell me, oh, continue to eat what you're eating. It doesn't matter. Just make sure you come here so we could take care of you. Or I could start getting back to Yah's word and what he says how we should eat, what he says how we should live. Every single one of you that are eating unhealthy is choosing to listen to the enemy over Yah. People often ask me, is it a sin to eat something that's unhealthy? Well, I'll tell you this. It says in the word like we read, know the plans that I have for you to give you good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you hope. Cancer, heart attacks, and diabetes don't come from Yah's great food that he's given us. It comes from the enemy. And that's not a future and a hope. That's a doom day. Yah didn't want us to live like that. Moses was climbing mountains at 120 years old. Yah didn't want us to live with the diseases of the world. He says in Exodus 15, 26, if you follow my guidelines and instructions, I will not put the same disease upon you that I put upon the Egyptians. Diligently follow my word. A lot of you don't want to hear this. None of you want to hear, this is just food and you shouldn't tell me what to eat. I don't care what you eat. I'm telling you, if it's not producing good health, you're not listening to Yah, because Yah wouldn't give you things that produce sickness and disease. So you eat whatever you want, but if you're not getting the result that Yah wants for you, you're not listening to Yah. And if you're not listening to him, who are you listening to? That's the choice you have. And I can tell you right now, he's told us in Genesis 1:29 what the ideal food was for our bodies, fruits and vegetables. That's what he told us. Unprocessed fruits and vegetables. Raw fruits and vegetables. Not processed fruits and vegetables. I'm waiting for many of you to be sick and tired of being sick and tired and to realize that Yah only gives us good and anything that produces disease is not from Yah. When are you going to get it? You know, I have children that, well, at least one of them desires to eat the junk food of the world and not listen to me. But I could say this is a child with a young mind who doesn't have much experience in life. But what do I say when it's a brother or a sister in Yeshua who's my age or even older than me, and I present to them the information to say, look, this just isn't good for you. This causes disease. And they ignore that information. There's no excuse. There's no reason. There's only the reality. Yah produces what is good and you are following what is bad. Yes, most of the food that so-called believers are consuming are killing them, and Yah does not want that to happen. Yah does not believe in suicide. And when you're putting these foods in your body, you're committing a slow suicide. It might not be the quick action that so many people dread, but it's a slow suicide. And every time you make that purchase in the supermarket of that garbage you're eating, that's your suicide note, your receipt for that garbage that you're eating. What are you going to do about that? As I said, don't let my words convict you. Let the word convict you. We go on and we read what it says here in James, in chapter 1, verse 13. Let no one being tempted say, I am tempted from Elohim. For Elohim is not tempted by evil, and he tempts no one. Remember that. How could you say eating evil or eating bad food is evil? Because it produces a death before Yah's timing. It says in the word, a wicked man will die before his time. Yah doesn't want you to succumb to the same disease as Egypt. But if you don't follow his guidelines and instructions, you will. That's what his word says. So I'm making this up. It's evil, wicked, and wrong, and it's following the enemy if you're eating stuff that's leading to your suicide. But we make excuses of the world. Everything's good in moderation. No, suicide's not good in moderation. You're just slowing down the thing. Yah says a wicked man should die before his time. But look at King Hezekiah, who was on his deathbed, on his last breath for his sinful life. But he repented, changed his mind, and Yah added 15 years to his life. I don't care, no matter how sick you are, no matter what disease doctors have told you have, you have a chance to change it all around. There's a man that comes on to my fellowship. He was 380 pounds, and he finally figured it out. He's already lost 100 pounds, and he's on the right track. When are you going to figure this out? You might not be overweight, but you might have heart issues. You might not be overweight, but you might have sugar issues with diabetes or something else. You might have cancer. These things are not of Yah. Yah wants you to be healthy. He doesn't want you to be sick. If something wrong is in your temple that Yah created wonderful and perfectly, something you are doing is leading to that. And it's not only food. It could be with the negative thoughts. But very often it is from the things we're putting on our body, the substances and the chemicals. Remember, when Yah created food, he created clean food. And the unclean food was not really food. It was an abomination. Well, I'll tell you this. Those Twinkies and cupcakes are not food. They're an abomination. Everything that's ultra-processed, everything that's leading to our death before Yah wants us to die and leave this earth is an abomination to Yah, is an unclean food. It's not what he wanted us to eat. And just because you can get away with it isn't a reason to keep doing it. And you might say, well, I don't eat my Twinkies and cupcakes, so I'm okay. Well, I'll tell you, cigarettes and coffee are just as an abomination as Twinkies and cupcakes. Or unclean meats and all this other stuff. Why? Because why were unclean meats no good to Yah? Because they defiled the temple. They destroyed the temple. That's why they were abomination. Why do Yah call things that are sin an abomination? Because they destroyed the temple. That's why it was bad. That's why it was wrong. You can look at every command in the scriptures that Yah said not to break or called an abomination. It defiled our temple. And today, any food or any substance or chemical you put in your body defiles your temple. And that's alcohol. That's cigarettes. That's coffee. That's cakes. That's candy. That's processed food. And that's most animal products the way they're produced today. And that's that drugged up cocktail you call milk and all that other garbage, abominations according to Yah. And the result is you are destroying your body. Do you want to live with a disease? Or do you want to live with what Yah created this body to do and have this body to be? Yah didn't design us to break down and live in a way where we were just crippling ourselves. Ourselves. Now there are certain acts of nature that Yah allows to happen for whatever his reasoning is that might put physical damage on ourselves. But if you're too overweight to get out of danger, or you can't see well because you haven't been eating healthy and something happens to you, who is the cause of that? We need to understand this. As we continue and we look at James 1 verse 14, it says, but each one is tempted by his own lust. He covets and is seduced by them. Seduced by his own lust, not Yah's lust, not Yah's way, his own way. And when we say his own way, I'm going to say the enemy's way. Because man would not choose to live in sickness and disease if they had the choice. If they have the knowledge, the word says, my people destroyed for lack of knowledge. And I pray you're getting some knowledge here right now. It's either Yah's way or man or the enemy's way. If your way is the enemy's way, you are choosing death. And no man of his own will would choose death and sickness and disease. But we're tempted by our own lust, and the lust comes from the enemy. And until we let go of our own lust and our own understanding, our own thinking, our own feelings, our own thoughts, and we start looking at what Yah wanted us to do and make that decision to follow Yah, we are going to want to honor this temple, every single thing on it. And we are not going to want to do anything that is going to do any less than what Yah wanted for us. It's a beautiful thing to be able to get up in the morning and to see the sunrise. It's a beautiful thing to be able to walk with our own power to go to where we want to go and do what we need to do. It's a beautiful thing not to have to spend our time in a doctor's office. It's a beautiful thing to be able to provide for ourselves and not need the health care of others. And no matter what situation you're in life, Yah says it's possible. He just wants you to honor your temple, your tabernacle. That is the body he created. He said he created us in the womb, wonderfully and perfect. And every disease is a disease of the enemy that's trying to destroy Yah's perfect machine. And you're allowing that to happen by listening to the enemy and grabbing those things that Yah said not to grab, by putting those things in your body that Yah calls an abomination. And you have that choice, and I pray you make the right choice. It says in 1 James chapter 1, verse 15, then having conceived lust brings forth sin, and sin being fully formed brings forth death. You understand this? Sin equals death. Now, we're all going to die in this physical body here. You could say sin equals death, not only physically, but from a spiritual life as well. If we're born again spiritually, why can't we die again spiritually, right? But what it really comes down to is Yah wants us to be holy and set apart from the world that's killing themselves, that's destroying themselves. And Yah did not create us to destroy our own body. On Yah's timing, according to his will, according to his word, will our days be numbered. But as the word says in Ecclesiastes, a wicked man should die before his days. And how does that happen? By sin. By sin. By not following the guidelines and instructions of him. Now, you might be somebody who calls yourself a Christian that doesn't want to hear about the word sin because you say, Yeshua, the one I call Jesus, died for my sin, so sin will affect me no more. And I tell you, there are dreadful consequences to sin. And often that leads to a physical death. Sin is living against the guidelines and instructions of our Creator. The guidelines and instructions of our Creator were there and put into place to keep us healthy, to keep us strong, to keep us wise, to keep us following Yah's path and his plan for us. And his plan has our days are numbered and when we are going to succumb to this mortal body that we live in here. But when we decide to do things our own way and get against his plan, which offers us a future and a hope, his plan that says it's for good and not disaster. But when we listen to our own will and our own way that says man's ways will lead to death, this is what we're talking about. Sin equals premature death of this physical body. The consequences we reap for sin are going to shorten our lifespan or live us and give us a diseased life. And Yah's greatest example of how to keep things holy is the temple that he's given us, the tabernacle, our bodies, every single organ in our bodies formed by Yah in the womb. From conception, which Yah allowed to happen, forming us in the womb, which he's perfect in his wonderful will, him knowing every hair on our head, every single cell in our body that he created, and he gave us the substance to keep those cells healthy, to keep our body healthy, and he told us in his book, what to eat and not eat to keep it healthy, to keep it moving, to keep our blood flowing, and every instruction we need to stay healthy and live a good long life of peace and shalom mentally and physically, he told us in his holy word. But as we start getting an understanding of the world and understanding of things, we see the TV advertisements, we see the enemy tempting us through all the lust of the world and the things we really shouldn't be focusing on, and then that temptation sinks in. Next thing you know, we have a little piece of sugar here. We have a little alcohol here. We have a little smoke here. We have a little caffeine here. Next thing you know, we're not taking care of this temple. We're not keeping it clean. And it gets filthier and filthier. Then we go to some, We call it a medical doctor or a witch doctor or a voodoo doctor, whatever you want to call it. And they say something is wrong with your body. Well, let's translate that. What are they really saying? They're saying something is wrong with this amazing tabernacle, this amazing body that our Creator produced. Something is wrong. The doctor's going to say something has to change. And instead of the doctor saying, here's the Bible and get back to our Creator's plan so this gets better, he writes us as a prescription for some drug to make it even worse. He says, well, you don't have to listen to that prescription of the Bible. Listen to my prescription. Here's some drug cocktail or some voodoo potion. Take this and you'll continue to get better. And now you see how we drift even farther and farther away from Yah's word, not trusting on Yah, but trusting on man and trusting on the enemy. Something is wrong with this amazing body we created. So what do? We go to a doctor to say, I'm not feeling well. Something's wrong. A good doctor would say, yeah, you're right. Let's look at the prescription. The prescription says, follow my guidelines and instructions, and you will not have the same diseases upon those that don't. Are you following these guidelines and instructions? Because if you're not, you're living in sin, and sin equals to premature death. And we say, what, doc, what can you do for me? And a doctor will say, well, here's a prescription of man. Here's a drug cocktail. Here's the voodoo potion. Take this. And it'll make you feel better. But is it going to take care of my problem? Is it going to take care of my illness? No. Continuing to destroy Yah's temple through the chemo and radiation and all the other things, continuing to destroy Yah's temple and what he did. No matter how far you've gotten away, no matter how bad you've treated this, no matter how dirty your body is, you can start cleaning it up. Cleaning it up. And Yah says, through repentance, you can be clean again. You can be made whole again. And your body can be just as perfect now as I meant it to be back then. But you got to stop. You got to stop messing with the things that are not of me. Do we understand that? Do we get that? Stop messing with the things that are not of Yah. And that is that unhealthy food, that unhealthy lifestyle, that unhealthy thinking. We have the prescription. We have the book. We have the instructions. How many are you going to start following it so you can experience the wonderful body that Yah made that offers a future and a hope? Stop arguing with each other about this is okay or this isn't okay. If you have a disease, if you're not moving the way you should be moving, don't use old age as an excuse when Moses was climbing mountains as 120. It comes down to your disobedience that's catching up to you and you're reaping the consequences of your sin. That's what it comes down to. So we need to get right with his word, live by his word, his instructions, and we could be blessed. And I tell you these things, I don't know many of you, and many of you I do know. But I do know one thing, that our Creator has given us many topics and discussions in the scriptures. But it couldn't be more clear to what I see in the scriptures that the greatest manifestation of Yah and what he's done and his greatest creation that he called in Genesis very good. He called us very good. It's this body that he's given us. It's this body that he's given us. And when we say we look forward to getting new bodies and shedding this body, in the afterlife we're going to have new bodies, or in the next life we're going to have new bodies. What's wrong with the body he gave us here? The consequences of sin have overtaken it. That's what's wrong. We should be completely satisfied and happy with the body Yah gave us here and look forward with the body he's going to give us there. We shouldn't be walking around with creaks and cracks and moaning and groaning and everything else. We should feel just as good now as we felt many years ago. Getting old. It's another word for the consequences of sin. We don't have to suffer from this. We don't have to deal with this. The scriptures are right there in the scriptures. They lived hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years. What's happened to us with all this technology, with all this science and everything else? Man's getting sicker earlier and earlier. Adult diseases are now child diseases. Lifespan should be getting longer. It's getting less, it seems. Well, you could say, according to those records from those witch doctors, it's getting longer because people are living longer. Yeah, but longer with what? More diseases, more drugs, more chemicals? We should actually be able to live longer. I'm telling you all now, overfeeding this body, chemicals and all this stuff, these things are against Yahweh's word. These things are sin in the greatest form, and sin has its consequences. The lust of man, the addictions of man. I'm going to read this right now before I end here again. James, what we read. Blessed is the man who endures temptation. Because having been approved, he will receive the crown of life with which Yah promised to the one loving him. Let no one be tempted. Say I'm tempted from Elohim. For Elohim is not tempted by evil, and he tempts no one. But each one is tempted by his own lust. He covets and is seduced by them. Then having conceived lust brings forth sin. And sin being fully formed brings forth death. Everything about Yah's word brings forth life, not death. Let that be your guideline. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yah be with you. If you want some health teachings, I'll put my link below to my health channel. If you want to know what the word of Yah says on this channel here, I have a bunch of health teachings. May Yah's word bring life to your life.
I pray you take this more seriously. If you're really interested in changing your diet and changing your health and changing your life, you can contact me via my website, Torah Life Ministries, and I have many videos on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries, and you can go there and see more videos about these topics. Sadly, many churches are not teaching about what we're putting in our physical body, and I do believe it is holding people back from so many different areas and unlocking so many different things because we're suffering today when we don't have to. This is really happening, folks. So please contact me if you're really serious about wanting to change, or at least check out my videos and check out the information. We do live prayer every morning here on this channel. You can contact us for that. And we have fellowship on Friday nights as well here on this channel. I pray that something I said in this message will bless you, will help you, will unlock you, and you will be free, and you will stop letting this happen, and you will look more into this and consider these things I had to say. Have a blessed day, everybody. Yah be with you this day and always. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. The Treasure Coast Christian Alliance is a growing association of leaders from the business, civic, and ministry areas on the Treasure Coast of Florida. In these blessed communities, we reside, work, play, and pray together. Our mission is to encourage strong relationships among God's people through Holy Spirit anointed fellowship. Leaders inspired to overcome barriers to Christian unity bring God's people together on the common ground of the gospel. For more information, visit us online at tccalliance.com or reach us at 772-324-9313.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.